Ever since we went to the Iowa State Fair and Denise heard the husband calling contest, this is how she's been calling me to come and do the show.
Dennis! Dennis Ray! It's time for wine!
Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner,
Denise, did not win a husband calling contest. And
just a suggestion for the fair board, next year have a wine calling contest, and we're all ready.
Yeah.
Denise is starting to practice.
I need a lot of practice.
So we went to the Iowa State Fair this last week.
We sure did on a hot, hot day.
Yep, it was hot. In the 90s in Iowa.
Upper 90s.
Like tropical humidity. So,
oh, yeah. Good old humidity.
Yeah.
Does wonders. So
it was very warm. But we did get to the top of the hill to the wine experience, the Iowa wine experience. We got to sit under a big shade tree.
Yes, and they've added a lot more
seating,
mm-hmm. patio furniture up on top of the hill. You even got a breeze coming through. Yeah. Beautiful view.
Yep. You get a great view of basically the whole fairgrounds, a lot of Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like you said, being on top of the hill, we got a nice breeze coming through.
Is it? And some good Iowa wines.
Yeah, we got to sit there and taste some wines. If you want to drink wine out of like crystal Riedel glass,
that's not going to be.
It's probably not for you.
No.
Because you're going to drink out of a plastic cup.
You are.
And so it's more, it's a.
It's fair.
It's the fair.
It's the fair.
It's fair-rized.
Yes.
It's fair-rized wine drinking.
Which was okay in 96 degree weather. The wine lost its
chill.
Don't
exaggerate. It was only 93 or 4.
Okay. It lost its chill immediately.
Yeah.
So the sangrias did stay very cold. What were they? Slushies?
Yeah. So we had a sangria slushy, which that was really good.
It was
and it was icy, which went well with the heat and humidity. So
it did.
And that was really good.
If it was just slightly less sweet, it would have been perfection.
I was good.
And I did not like mine that sweet.
Did you know that the Iowa State Fair has been included on the New York Times list of places to see before you die?
Well, it is a great state fair.
That's
for sure.
And it's been on in travel books as places you want to visit in the U.S. and Canada.
I have seen that.
And it was one of the top experiences for every Midwestern that was listed in Midwest Living magazine.
I did not know that.
And it was listed as the number two choice for summer fun in America by USA Weekend in 2004.
Okay, that only begs to ask, what was number one?
I don't know.
What?
It had to be awfully good, though.
What? You don't know? What beat the Iowa State Fair?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
I think someone needs to find that out.
So if you've never been to, I mean, I don't know. I suppose some people have never been to a state fair. I don't know.
But you got to see the butter cow.
Yeah. So there's lots of perennial, I guess, favorites at the Iowa State Fair that people expect to see. The big boar, the big bull, butter cow.
Right.
All those kind of things.
Corn dog.
Yeah.
There's foods, too.
Lots of foods.
Don't forget.
That has become the big thing now. What the best new fair food. That's a big thing.
We did do something new with food this year.
We did. We tried breakfast.
Breakfast at the fair. Of all these years, we've never done that.
Yep.
And I tell you, I think it was affordable, more so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And we could skip lunch.
Oh, yeah.
So, and
some people just go to the fair to eat, though, try all the foods.
Right.
So, Yeah.
I did like the cattleman's breakfast.
So people have given me a hard time. You didn't eat anything? You just had breakfast? And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's all we needed.
We kind of go on the cheap.
The cookies, though. We do recommend the cookies.
Yeah.
We just...
We did not do those this
we
year.
We did not do the cookies. Yep. Too hot. Too hot for cookies.
Yeah. So the Iowa Wine Experience kind of told you about how how it's situated on top of the hill and everything. Some of the wines, we tasted 12 different wines.
Yes, we did.
You can buy a 12-pack of variety tastings, and you can select what you want. There was three out of that list that I picked out that for kind of different wine palates that you might want to try that I would suggest. And they are, if you have a sweeter taste to wine and like a sweeter wine, you might want to try the sweet white wine. It was the best in show for sweet wine, and it won the overall Governor's Cup. And that was the Fireside Winery Blue, BLU.
And where is Fireside Winery located?
Oh, what is, it's Eastern Iowa. It's close to Iowa City. I forget the name of the town.
Okay, just it's so if anybody's
I think that. It's like a maybe half an hour, 20 minutes west of Iowa City, basically.
Okay, and do you remember what that wine costs per bottle?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not know what it cost. I would say all these are probably somewhere around $20.
So does that mean our governor likes this wine?
20 to 25. I don't know. You know, I wondered that. Yeah. I don't know how that comes about. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's
just a designation.
Wine judges, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I should have looked that up, how they do that. If you like dry reds.
There you go. That's for me.
My suggestion would be the Oscar Carl Vineyard Mauricio Foch Reserve.
Oh, okay. Did that win anything at the fair?
I believe it got a Best in Show for dry reds.
Okay. So another good wine.
Yeah.
Iowa wine.
Yep. And then, and I don't know if this, I don't think this one won like a Best in Show or anything.
And that was one of my
Yeah.
favorites.
And this is one that we kind of liked. And that is the Saval Blanc from Jasper Winery in Des Moines.
A dry white, correct.
And we had the unoaked version.
Yes, because I tend to like unoaked.
But there also is an oaked version, which has gone through malolactic fermentation. I was reading a little bit about this wine. Saval Blanc is really good for, it's a kind of a versatile wine, kind of like Chardonnay.
I remember thinking Riesling when I was tasting it.
And it's kind of a versatile wine, kind of like Chardonnay, where they say you can un-oak it, you can oak it, you can put it on the lees. People make a sparkling wine out of it too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very adaptable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I was reading that there is places that are using it in place of like Chardonnay.
I can see that.
I mean, in wine country where they can grow Chardonnay, they're actually using this as an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a French hybrid grape.
And you said that was from Jasper Winery?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that in stainless steel tanks there?
The unoaked is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it has a lot of brightness, and that's...
commending that one. I did like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a light wine, very, very light colored.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get on the flavor?
I got a citrus, a little sweetness.
Even though it's a dry wine, I think it's all that. And we did that in our class, talked about the...
If it's the floral or something that's bringing a sweet, fooling you into thinking it's sweet.
Well, it's that fruit, those fruit smells and flavors. Yeah. Right. It kind of makes your brain think that it's sweet because fructose is a very sweet sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And do you get some pear?
Pear, definitely.
Pear, green apple, maybe it.
It was be a nice, you want to keep it, I think, a little chilled.
Oh, yeah.
A nice summer sipper.
Mm-hmm. Very crisp, high acid wine.
It's going to be even better out of the plastic cup.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, and I was talking to some people and they said, oh, plastic doesn't bother me any. And
no, it's like, I think we must be
getting
too.
It doesn't bother me,
it doesn't
but
either.
It is harder to do like a regular wine tasting.
Exactly.
Yeah. It drinks fine and, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing.
And the heat didn't help. And,
yeah.
But we still could come away with some favorites.
But I know I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that you can get that at Jasper Winery for around $16.
That's
not
good
a bad
deal.
Price.
Yeah.
I didn't
And Jasper Winery is right here in Des Moines.
Yep. And I didn't look to see what the oak version is. I'm guessing that's more.
Mm-hmm.
Costs
and
a little
so
more
also
to make.
Plan for next year's fair to head up to the hill and try that Iowa wine experience.
Yeah. You can do very reasonable. $30, I think. Wasn't it 30?
Can you actually buy the bottles up there?
You know, I don't know because who wants to carry them around
the
fair?
I didn't see anybody
that
doing
would
that.
Not work.
No.
Yeah.
You just...
I don't, which that's bad that you can't do that, but
yeah.
I don't know how they would do that. Maybe mail them to you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So. But it was fun time. Good time.
Okay.
And I did like those. I hope that next year they have some a little bit more variety on those slushies.
Yeah. I think there was quite a few. We tried two.
There was three, I think.
Oh, is that all? Okay. So this wine, though, the Sauvel Blanc, is a very good summer sipper.
I agree.
I would like to try the oak version to see. Hopefully it's not too oaky.
Right.
If it's got just a little bit of oak on it, I'm good with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, vanilla. I just don't want it buttery.
Yeah, I don't want it overdone.
It won't interfere with that crispness it had.
But this one's very good. I'd definitely go a 3 on it, which means it's something that I'd buy again.
Mm-hmm.
I'd suggest it. It's not fantastic, but it's definitely a good wine.
Yeah.
And $16 isn't a bad price.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next week, Denise.
Oh.
This was kind of a short show.
Well, we do have to talk about what happens this week.
Oh, what happens?
Well, a whole bunch of people got on a plane and headed to Ireland.
Okay.
And a lot of these are friends going to see the first Cyclone football game in Ireland.
Okay.
On the 23rd.
And if you don't know, the Cyclones are the Iowa State University.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
So, and we saw somebody listening to the Wine Appraiser podcast
in Ireland.
Ireland in the through the windshield. That was pretty impressive.
That made our day.
That made our day.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. And that made me look into Ireland's wine situation.
Okay.
And really, they are more into the fruit wines than the grape wines. There are a couple wineries.
And they're really more into whiskey and beer.
Yes. Definitely beer. Definitely beer. So if anybody knows of a good wine in Ireland, give us a shout out. Especially you Cyclone fans, when you come back, let us know.
Okay. Next. I'm not that excited about Irish wines, personally.
I like to experience anything new.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't mind trying one.
Well, it sounded like you had a big problem with it.
Okay, what are we doing next week?
Maybe the problem's with me. What are we doing next week?
Okay.
I'll just sit here and make faces.
Thanks for asking. We are going to see if, okay, I need to have a webcam here. We are going to see if price equals quality.
Okay.
You're supposed to say, wow, that sounds like a great show.
Okay. Like as good as one.
We are going to have three different priced Pinots.
In what price range?
Very inexpensive, less than $10.
Okay.
One probably in the 20s, maybe even 30s.
Okay.
And one over 50.
Okay. And we are
well over
totally
50.
Not going to know which one is which.
We are doing a blind
Ooh,
tasting
I
on these three.
I love that.
Yep.
I think so, I will know expensive.
This is going to be strictly, basically, does price guarantee a good wine? And okay. So, is it something you like? And this goes back to why we do blind tastings.
Because you can be fooled and you can be deceived.
And people will say, oh, this, $70 bottle of wine, it's going to be good. And you just get it in your head.
Yeah. Or they say it's a French wine. And I kind of go, ooh.
Or they say this is a $2 chuck and.
Yeah. And throwing it out the window.
Yeah.
Before I even taste it.
Yeah. So psychology and all that can play a big part of how you taste it.
Mm-hmm. Good enough. I think it's going to be a good show. So join us, everyone.
Yeah. So until next time, happy wine trails to you.
And go Cyclones.
Until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.